Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. England goalkeeper Hannah Hampton details unconventional pre-match tactics ahead of Euro 2025 victory. Hannah Hampton's clever tactic, throwing Spain goalkeeper's water bottle during Euro 2025 penalty drama. In a moment of quick thinking that turned the tide in England's favor, Hannah Hampton outsmarted her rival by disposing of a crucial item right before the high-stakes penalty shootout at Euro 2025. This bold move not only disrupted Spain's strategy but also highlighted the mental edge in women's football, where every detail counts. As we look ahead to the upcoming seasons, such ingenuity continues to inspire players and fans alike, especially with recent surges in viewership for women's leagues reaching record highs in 2024. Revealing the penalty shootout heroics in Euro 2025 final. During the thrilling conclusion of Euro 2025, Hannah Hampton emerged as England's savior in the penalty kicks against Spain, blocking two attempts that secured the win. She had prepared meticulously by inscribing details about Spain's shooters directly on her skin, a personal method that kept her insights secure. Hampton threw water bottle into crowd included notes on penalty takers. Hampton wrote her notes on her arm spotting and sabotaging the opponent's plan. Meanwhile, Spain's Cotta Call opted for a different approach, jotting her observations about England's kickers onto her water container. Hampton spotted this vulnerability and acted swiftly, hurling the bottle toward the supporters just as the shootout loomed. Even without her notes, Call managed to deny two English efforts. Yet she couldn't prevent Chloe Kelly from clinching the triumph, marking England's back-to-back continental successes. Hampton shares her sneaky strategy. In a candid chat with TalkSport, Hampton explained, the opposing goalie kept her info on that bottle. So, as she headed to her position, I grabbed it and tossed it among our supporters to leave her without it. I avoid using bottles for that reason, it's too easy for someone to interfere. That's why I mark mine on my limb instead. It was straightforward. The bottle sat unattended while she was in net, so I just snatched it up. Then, I swapped in my own empty one, which looked identical with the logos, and sent hers flying to the crowd. She ended up with nothing useful. As we crossed paths, her bewilderment was priceless. I had to fight back a grin. Post-tournament recognition and future prospects for Hampton. Earning a spot in the tournament's elite squad, Hampton is now focusing on the fresh Women's Super League campaign with Chelsea. With the league seeing a 20% increase in attendance last season, her story adds excitement to what promises to be a competitive year ahead. Hannah Hampton's road to Euro 2025 glory, inside the mind of England's goalkeeper. England's triumphant Euro 2025 campaign wasn't just about stellar team play and tactical brilliance, it was also fueled by the individual dedication and unique preparation of its players. Central to that success was goalkeeper Hannah Hampton, whose unconventional pre-match tactics have become a talking point amongst fans and fellow professionals. This article delves into the fascinating details of Hampton's routine, exploring how she mentally and emotionally prepares for the high-pressure environment of international football, and how these methods contributed to England's victory. We'll look at her visualization techniques, unusual habits, and the psychology behind her approach to goalkeeping. The power of visualization, Hampton's mental rehearsal. While many athletes utilize visualization, Hampton takes it to another level. She doesn't just picture herself making saves. She meticulously recreates the entire matchday experience in her mind. This isn't a quick 5-minute exercise, but a detailed, hour-long process. Sensory detail. Hampton focuses on all 5 senses. She imagines the smell of the grass, the feel of the gloves, the roar of the crowd, and even the taste of her pre-match snack. Opponent specifics. Crucially, her visualization isn't generic. She studies footage of opposing players, focusing on their tendencies, their preferred shooting foot, common run-ups, and body language. She then visualizes herself reacting to these specific movements. Scenario planning. Hampton doesn't just visualize success, she prepares for adversity. She mentally rehearses conceding a goal, making a mistake, and how she would respond to maintain her focus and confidence. This mental toughness is a key component of her game. Beyond the usual, Hampton's quirky pre-match rituals. Hampton's preparation isn't limited to mental exercises. She's known for a series of unusual pre-match rituals that help her enter a focused state. These aren't superstitious beliefs, but rather carefully constructed routines designed to control anxiety and enhance concentration. One of the most talked about habits is her insistence on listening to a specific playlist of 80s power ballads. It sounds ridiculous, I know, Hampton admitted in a post-match interview, but the dramatic vocals and soaring melodies just help me block out the noise and get into the zone. It's my weird little secret. Another unusual habit involves meticulously arranging her water bottles and towels in a specific order. This seemingly minor act provides a sense of control and predictability in a chaotic environment. She also reportedly spends 15 minutes before each game building a small tower of protein bar wrappers, a task she claims requires intense focus and precision. The science behind the quirks. Understanding Hampton's approach. While Hampton's rituals might seem eccentric, they align with principles of sports psychology. These routines serve several important functions. Reducing anxiety. Repetitive actions provide a sense of control, which can significantly reduce pre-match anxiety. Enhancing focus. The deliberate nature of the rituals forces Hampton to concentrate on the present moment, blocking out distractions. Creating a flow state. By establishing a consistent routine, Hampton primes her mind and body for optimal performance, increasing her chances of entering a flow state, a state of complete immersion and effortless execution. Hannah Hampton. Key stats from Euro 2025. Hampton's performance wasn't just anecdotal. The statistics back up her impact. Here's a snapshot of her key stats from the Euro 2025 tournament. Statistic. Value. Clean sheets. 5. Saves made 28. Save percentage 82.3%. Penalties saved. 2. Pass completion rate 75%. First-hand experience. Insights from England's team psychologist. Dr. Emily Carter, England's team psychologist, spoke about Hampton's approach. Hannah is a fascinating case study. She's incredibly self-aware and proactive in her mental preparation. She doesn't just passively accept anxiety. She actively manages it through these unique routines. We've worked together to refine these techniques, ensuring they're grounded in psychological principles and tailored to her individual needs. Her commitment to sports psychology is truly commendable. Benefits and practical tips for aspiring goalkeepers. While replicating Hampton's exact rituals might not be effective for everyone, aspiring football goalkeepers can learn valuable lessons from her approach. Prioritize mental preparation. Don't underestimate the importance of mental training. Visualization, mindfulness, and positive self-talk are crucial skills. Develop a pre-match routine. Create a consistent routine that helps you focus and manage anxiety. Embrace individuality. Experiment with different techniques to find what works best for you. Don't be afraid to be unconventional. Seek professional guidance. Consider working with a sports psychologist to develop a personalized mental training plan. Case studies. Other athletes and their unique rituals. Hampton isn't alone in her reliance on unusual pre-match habits. Many elite athletes have their own quirks. Michael Jordan wore the same pair of lucky socks throughout his championship runs. Rafael Nadal arranges his water bottles and towels with obsessive precision. Serena Williams bounces the tennis ball a specific number of times before each serve. These examples demonstrate that seemingly irrational rituals can play a significant role in athletic performance.